Fred Film Radio, San Sebastian Film Festival, Spain.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. We are in the 67th edition of San Sebastian Film Festival with the director of Proxima in competition here, Alice Winocur. I don't know if the pronunciation is good. How is your surname pronounced?
Winocur.
Winocur. Okay, good. So thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
My first question would be, this is your third feature film, I think. Why did you decide to tackle this issue about a woman that has to somehow decide between a very successful career and looking after the family?
Yes, you are holding...
Yeah, I'm holding the mic.
Okay. It's just that, I wanted to talk about a superheroine that is also a mother. And I think those two states, you don't see those two states very often in the same person in cinema. And like as if superheroine had no children, you know, like for example, Catwoman, she has no children.
Yes.
So I was wondering why. I think it's time that cinema should like show those women, because in real life they exist, you know, and I thought it was important to say that it's Matt Dillon who says to Eva Green in the film that there's no such thing as the perfect astronaut, but there's no such thing as the perfect mother.
Yes.
But I think, yes, those women, I think, don't talk about this because, of course, my film, it takes place in the space world, so it's a world bigger than life, but I think it's the same thing in companies, in real life. It's like as if, you know, having children is considered as a weakness. It means in companies, if you say you have children, that you will not be focused, that you will not do a good job, that you will have to leave earlier. And for all of those reasons, I think women feel ashamed and they don't talk about it. So, I thought it was important to have... I mean, my film is a story of liberation and it says you can do both. You can be a mother and at the same time you can be a good astronaut. And there is, at the end of the film, all of those pictures that real astronauts, women astronauts who have kids. It's unofficial pictures because, of course, it is pictures that you don't usually see of them with their children. And one of them, a NASA astronaut, told me that, on the contrary, being a mother was the best school she did to learn multitasking in order to become a good astronaut.
What do you think the character of Eva Green makes the decisions she makes? I mean, she decides to pursue her career, but always keeping little windows of time for the daughter, right? Do you personally agree with that decision? Do you think that's the way to do it? If you, in this world, you're a big professional woman that decides to pursue her career?
I think it's what the film says. It's also that it's hard. I mean, it's hard for women to do, and I think it's harder for women as well, because also they have to live. That's what we see with the character of Eva. We have to live with this feeling of guilt, you know, of that's what the society made you think, that it was not your right place, that you had to feel guilty, because even if things are changing, most of the time women feel responsible for their children and most of the time they do most of the job. So I think also you have this feeling of guilt that you have to live with. And also you always have to adapt yourself to a world thought by men for men. So you have to do the same task as men and a little more, because you have to always prove you are capable. For example, there is spacesuits, you know, that are that they have to train with those very heavy spacesuits. Okay. And you know, men, they have more strong on shoulders, whereas women have more strong on hips. But still, they have to train with those spacesuits, yeah. Like designed for men and all of that stuff. So I think they have to adapt to this world thought by men, and at the same time to be this perfect mother that doesn't exist. So I think it's time women should liberate themselves from this guilt. And I think for some of them, they don't even like try to to follow their dream and to make a career, because they think they have to choose between the two things.
Why did you choose Eva for the role? I mean, she's a very strong woman. She seems that. I was with her yesterday. What do you think perfect for this role of a woman astronaut?
Eva is perfect for many reasons, in every meaning. No, what is really cool about her also is that she's a warrior, you know, and she's very strong. And, you know, she's not a mother in real life. And I thought it was really interesting also for the film that she was trying to be the perfect mother, or she was trying to behave like a good mother, like mother should be. And I think it's really... it's something that there's no... I didn't want a Mater Dolorosa, or those women you see in films, like those women. I mean, maybe they exist, but there are a lot of women that can relate, that are different, but are still mothers and are trying to be the best mother they can. And also what I like about Eva is that she has this strangeness and this grace. I think it's not a coincidence that she has been in so many Tim Burton movies, that she's already a kind of space person, that she's not really grounded. And I think... I have met so many astronauts, you know, and we were training in, and we shot the film in the real training centers all over the world, from Cologne to Star City in Russia to Baikonur, where the real launch, actually, the real place where there is the launch of rockets. And so we were there with Eva, and we were really immersed in the part. And those women, they exist. They are very strong, and Eva, I know, could play this.
Okay, Alice Winuku, director of Proxima here in San Sebastian. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.